This next little lick is an A. I mostly play this in Western swing and blues. I'll let you hear it. Let's pick this lick apart, shall we? You start down on your A note on your G string. What you're doing is you're playing your A note, B note, A note, and you're sliding from your C to your C sharp, all on the G string. I'm using the bottom half of my bow to pull this off. All right, not that, I mean, you could use, let me see. Yeah, the bottom half works best. So you go from your A on your G string, your first finger, second finger on the B, third finger on the C sharp. Now we move on to the second part of it. It's starting out on your E note on your D string. What I'm doing there is to start down on the E note on your D string to your F sharp, to your A on your D string. If you can't, I mean, your little finger on the A, I mean, if you can't use your little finger, don't worry about it. You know, just hit the open A. That's the open A. But I like to use my little finger. So that's E on your D string to the F sharp, A, F sharp. Now, when I'm on the my second finger is on the F sharp, I leave it there. I don't pick it up when I'm doing this. I leave that finger planted right there because I can come back and get this double stop. That double stop is your F sharp, second finger on the F sharp on the D string to your C note on your G string. Thank you. let's go over it again. E on your D string. E. F sharp. A. F sharp. Now make sure you leave that second finger on that F sharp there. That way you can come back and get the double stop. F sharp and C. That's the double stop. Let's go through it one more time. Let's pick this lick apart, shall we? You start down on your A note on your G string. What you're doing is you're playing your A note, B note, A note. Sliding from your C to your C sharp, all on the G string. I'm using the bottom half of my bow to pull this off. All right, let me see. Yeah, the bottom half works best. So you go from your A on your G string, your first finger, second finger on the B, third finger on the C sharp. Move on to the second part of it. It's a starting out on your E note on your D string. What I'm doing there is to start down on the E note on your D string. F sharp to your A on your D string. If you can't, your little finger on the A. I mean, if you can't use your little finger, don't worry about it. You know, just hit the open A. That's the open A. But I like to use my little finger. So that's E on your D string to the F sharp, A, F sharp. Now, when I'm on the... When my second finger is on the F sharp, I leave it there. I don't pick it up when I'm doing this. I leave that finger planted right there because I can come back and get this double stop. That double stop is your F sharp, second finger on the F sharp on the D string to your C note on your G string. Let's go over it again. E on your D string. E. F sharp. A. F sharp. Now make sure you leave that second finger on that F sharp there. That way you can come back and get double stop. F sharp and C. That's the double stop. Someone come up and asked a fiddle player, "Have you been playing that all your life?" He says, "No, not yet."